Blog Talk Radio. I'm Lisa Lips, and I'm here with my co-host, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Good, Lisa. How are you?
I'm hanging in. Welcome to 2024.
Yes, indeed. And did you survive the holidays?
My holidays are not even, I can't even talk about it. It was that bad.
Yeah, I hear you, girl. Yeah, mine were not that great either.
I'm going to move forward. 2024 is a whole new thing, and I'm going to take a whole new attitude. So we're going to welcome you in. Yeah, we're going to welcome you into the Inkwell, where we want to know what moves your pen. Bring your stuff all in here and what made you write what you wrote. That's what we want to know. And we're sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours, Lady A?
I do, always. It's just actually I'm thinking about buying another one. They're so beautiful.
I know. I see the stuff he puts up, and I would be broke if I bought everything that I fell in love with.
Yes.
It's absolutely gorgeous jewelry, and it's not just beautiful. It's helpful. It's made of minerals and rocks and stones that bring good fortune, good health, energy, all the things that we need in our lives to make our lives better. So go and check out Raw Links. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Facebook. And if you can't find it anywhere, please hit one of us up here at Epiphany, and we will definitely point you in the right direction. So tonight is our first show for the year 2024. We're trying to bring in the good spirits and do some good stuff. Lady A, did you write something for us tonight?
I did write something, but I tried to print it off or get it printed out, and I couldn't do it. I'm looking for something right now. I have one written about. I can try to read it, but it's kind of hand scratched. I can't really have a good flow with it. You know what I mean?
Well, how about I go ahead and do mine, and then that'll give you time to
Absolutely,
look.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I actually have been waking up pretty much every morning with something on my mind. So I wrote this piece a couple days ago, and it's called I'm Not Every Woman.
Love to hear it.
Come. Join into the universe of you and me. See me wholly as I stand, broken, designed by trials, yet created as a new thing. Tragedies tried to destroy me only to forge new steel, made me find lessons in chaos so that I can stand free in the knowledge they imparted. Ready to welcome love's glory completely. All I ask is that you see me. I am not every woman, not your next heartache, but the healer. Created to prove that kintsugi is not just the art of mending broken vessels, but truth. Crafting new creations from discarded shards with 24 karat gold wisdom. Making unique designs that were always meant to be. Trust these gifted hands. I am the new beginning, the foundation from whence a true kingdom rises. Crystal clear and unshaken by past demons, for as long as you honor my value. Trust this process. Your first sight is pure. Don't sacrifice this blessing on the altar of past fears. I'm lit, and you just in service.
Wow. I love, can you read that last line again, please, or the last couple of lines?
Trust this process. Your first sight is pure. Don't sacrifice this blessing on the altar of past fears.
That line is absolutely a gem, because we do that, don't we? I think this poem was really beautiful, and I think that, you know, you talk about, who was the god named?
Hello?
Are you, can you hear me?
Yeah, you went silent for a second.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what happened. What was the name of that god that you said to honor him and?
The Kintsugi craft.
Yeah.
Kintsugi is a Japanese
art. I thought that
art
was interesting. You
glass
bringing
with gold.
Yeah. And I think that it's I'd like to know more about that person, that being. First of all, in your poem, maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. But I thought your poem was strong, and it was determined to not have the next year based on what's happened in the past. And I think that's like so important for all of us. You did a beautiful job on this. I love where you started from and where you ended up. And that last line especially, don't sacrifice his blessings on the altar of past fears. What a terrific line that is, truly. I just love it.
Thank you.
Now, could you tell us a little bit more about that person? Maybe even to spell out the name, because I can't quite, I want to write it down so I can look it up myself after.
It's not really a person. It's a craft. It's in Japan, when things are broken, especially glass or porcelain, they recraft the vessel using 24 karat gold to fix the crack. So the broken vessel becomes a new, more expensive, more important piece now because it's recrafted in gold. It's called Kintsugi, Kintsugi.
Wow, that is amazing, isn't it? I'm going to have to look that up, and I loved how you use that in your poem as a metaphor for yourself, to recraft yourself, to, you know, bring out the gold in yourself. That was a terrific poem, I thought. It was very well done.
Thank you so much. I've been waking up in the morning before sunrise for some reason, and the only thing I want to do is write, so I sit in my bed, or I get up and get in the recliner and stretch out a little bit, and I write in the dark for a couple of hours every morning here lately.
Yeah. I'm still looking for something. So we have somebody on the waiting. I can bring them in so they could read their poem, if that's okay with you.
Okay, let me first, I neglected to drop phone number, so let me do that. If you're listening online, you want to come in and join us, the number is 319-527-6300. You can either sit in and listen or press 1 to join us on stage. All right, so let's move on here to this first caller.
Okay, and that is 240. 240, who do we have on the line?
Miss Automatic Charismatic.
Hi, welcome
to the show. How y'all doing?
And you?
I'm doing just fine. Wanted to show some love, you know.
I
appreciate
you.
Yeah, shout out to C34 Music, because he told me about the show that y'all are doing tonight.
I appreciate it, man. We love having you come through. You always come with a surprise for us.
Yes.
So what have you prepared for us tonight?
I'm going to do something, celebrate Dr. King.
Okay. That's right. This is the holiday weekend.
This poem is called "This Is Our Biggest Challenge." My brothers and sisters. Okay. My brothers and sisters. We have to prepare for what has transpired. Many people are not getting the justice that needs to be done. More of us are dying, not treated as the human. As I come to my conclusion, we have a challenge right now for America to accept us, and when they made the amendment that we could be able to vote, and they tried to take that away. What is our biggest challenge? It's our biggest challenge that you hate me in the skin that I'm in. But we're supposed to be all God's children. When we are fighting a war of Vietnam, no war should be fought if it's a war fought on us. How can you ask someone to go ahead and prepare and be a soldier when you're ripping the pride like a vulture? You're taking every right that has been for us and trying to sit us in the back. Before the voting rights was amended, the Constitution said 3/5 of a man, less than a human being, more like a cattle. Now they tried to go ahead and bring the racism of trying to travel. But it is our biggest challenge. Right now, I celebrate Dr. King. Right now, I remember of just hearing, I am a man. Right now, be on cold like the bus boycott of Montgomery, Alabama. Right now, go against any big brands that go against us. Right now, about the cleanup of the Tennessee sanitation. What is our biggest challenge? If we are trying to survive, we're trying to spread the knowledge worldwide. We are all God's people, but we are looked at as not of character. The scavenger tries to pluck us apart, try to take all our spiritual in the action so we make things happen. Yes, I'm a lover of all people, but because of what has happened and what has transpired, I had to become black person with a humanitarian heart because I believe in God's people. I just need to teach and make sure that the truth is reached to the young. But what is our biggest challenge? The power of the tongue. And they will fulfill the needs and fulfill what was false. Make sure the truth will never get lost. That's a challenge I'm willing to take. That's a challenge I'm willing to make. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. Till you get us in the wall in, pipe and dry.
That piece was amazing. Thank you so much for bringing in the King Holiday.
Oh, thank you very much.
You always come in and surprise me. I never know what to expect.
Oh, thank you. I love poetry that throws me off. You know what I mean? Like a surprise, like a shock, like wow. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and it's our job as artists to keep people on their toes. So you definitely do that. And you do it well.
Thank you.
Lady A, what you got for that?
Well, you know what? I thought this was really fantastic. There are several things that jumped out at me, and I really appreciate that you're honoring Dr. King and his mission in life. And under the circumstances, it's I can't express my sadness that people of color have to live this way, and to have to remind and teach and keep this ever present in the minds and eyes of the young people and everybody else, that is not aware. There's so much that I've learned in the past few years that I've been involved with Epiphany about the history of black people, and it's astounding that it's not being taught in schools, because it needs to be taught in schools. And I think that you have a humanitarian heart, you talked about that, and to teach the young and the power of the tongue, and to make sure that the truth won't get lost. It's so important. And I'm so glad that you brought that forward, because we all need to know that. We all need to remember. We all need to learn about what's happened in the past, what's happening now, to prevent it from happening in the future. And you did such a great job on this, and it was really heartfelt, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right, Otto, you're the first one into the spill tonight, and so you're going to have to warm up the dance floor and get the drinks flowing.
Hey, I'm y'all bartender tonight. Which y'all, Lady
okay.
A and Louis, what y'all want, Kirk? What y'all want me to mix up? Tell me, I'll be the bartender.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to have a green apple martini.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Thank you.
I'm easy. I need me a double shot of Crown on the rocks. I'll be good.
All right, now. Got y'all, too. On South Dance on the dance floor with me.
Yeah.
I want me dancing by myself.
All right, Otto. You have a good night, and enjoy that bar tonight. One love, one money.
Okay.
Wow, that was really powerful, wasn't it?
It was. I so enjoy whenever Otto comes through.
Now we have
somebody
else. Their hand up now. Yeah, I can do one now if you like.
Let's go ahead and jump in, and then I'll do an ID after you're done, and then we'll get this next caller.
Okay, that sounds great. This is called The Hunter. And there's a quote that I wrote to, I guess, and it's called, "In Another Life, I Would Be Your Girl." We'd keep all our promises. We'd be against the world. In another life, I would make you stay so that I don't have to say you were the one that got away. The one that got away. Come with me on a journey so I might serenade you in a time gone by. Express train careened into a monorail, spontaneously combusted, molten steel poured, covered, encased, enveloped us. Flames from feet onto the dance floor, scorching the tiles with each step. I was home in his arms. Music bled, infused. No words were said. None were needed. Through our fingertips, we knew. The gods struck, ordained by the universe, that moment designed just for us. Heat from his hand branded my skin. 'Twas love within. Orion, we are two of the 10 brightest blue stars in the constellation. He is Orion Nebula, 1,350 light years from me. Each year he travels in Orion's belt, 6 trillion miles waiting. In another life, we would be earthbound, grow old, loving each other. I would make you stay, you the hunter, I your prey. We would make music, dance, celebrate our romance, walk the beach hand in hand, bonfires and gentle waves. Stargazing, Orion, brightest star watching over us, not your grave. in another life and poem.
That was absolutely breathtaking. It was, it felt like mythology, the way you put it out. I love that.
Thank you so much.
You have such a way with your words when you put your pieces together. They tell a little story, but they also like carry you away. They carry you into some other space and time. And that's what I love about the way you write.
Oh, thank you so much. Truly, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think that's partly because you are looking at beautiful water out your front window. Something about the water calms me and makes me write differently as well.
It's true, eh? It is true. The water does something for me. I don't know. I hardly know how to describe it, but it's true. There is a calmness that comes with the ocean and the sea.
Yeah. I grew up in a town that was right on the Chesapeake Bay, and whenever things were bothering me at their worst, I would go downtown to the end of town at the end of the dock, and I would walk. One piece of the pier went way out into the water for bigger boats to park to. And I would walk all the way to the end of that pier and sit down there. And
that would put
perspective, because when your problems feel overwhelming, you feel like it's so big. And then I would go out there and sit and look at the vastness of the water and the sky beyond and the sun and the moon and whatever was going on when I would go out there. And it would just remind me of how small I actually am in this universe, and that my problems can't be as big as they feel like they are.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Beautifully said, yes. You need to write a poem about that. That's a poem in itself, that little bit of the walking down into the end of that pier. I'd love to hear you do one like that.
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff floating around in my head lately. A lot of it has been about relationships. And my within them and the things that have gone on in my life and the ones that walked away with no real reasoning and why. And I've been challenged by some friends of mine to expound my own goodness in things, because I never write the I am pieces that a lot of poets write. Because growing up, my parents made me feel like that was braggadocious. And I was raised in a church home. My father was a local preacher, and they made me feel like that it was almost sinful to toot your own horn. So it's always hard for me to write that way.
Oh, preacher's kid. They had the hardest life. They had the hardest life because so much was expected of them. Wow. That's a story too, isn't it? Yes. Yes, yes.
Well, we have successfully done our first half hour. So let's take a break here, do our IDs, and then we'll come back. We have 904 and 347 in the queue. We're going to come back and hit both of them.
Okay.
welcome back to the Inkwell, the first edition for 2024. I'm Lisa Lips, and I'm here with my co-host, Lady A, and we want you to come and tell us about what you're doing, what moves your pen. And if you're listening online and you want to jump on with us, give us a call at 319-527-6300 and press 1 to join the stage. Okay, Lady A, so who do we have in here next?
We have area code 904, and I'm just waiting for it to... Hey, 904, welcome to the Inkwell. Who do we have on
the
mic?
Hello, ladies. This is Mrs. VIP. How are you?
Hi. Great.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am wonderful. ladies, I must commend you. Great start. Excellent ink. I'm telling you. I was feeling every minute of it. Very, very, very good start.
Thank you so much. And we all pour ourselves out on the paper. It's always great to know that we are appreciated.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too. You guys have such imagery. And, you know, your delivery, like, you know, everybody has a delivery, but they're very distinctive, and you can always tell who's doing what, even if we don't know, because we're learning each other as we go along. But
yeah.
Your deliveries are great and amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks. It's always good to hear you. Can you tell us what you brought us tonight?
Absolutely. I did a piece the other night, and it's called I've Learned. And just things have been, just been on my brain.
All right. Well, we're going to step back and adjust the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. First, I've learned that acceptance doesn't mean inclusiveness. That even though you're part of a team, you don't get to play reindeer games. Second, I learned the hard way that people's actions don't reflect on me, and free will is just that. Third, I learned over and over again that prayer changes things because it's a specific kind of heartache when someone you love hurts and there's nothing you can do but pray. I've learned to stand still, like peace be still, until God's work is done. Fourth, I know to have faith. It may wane sometimes, but if I have faith of a mustard seed, mountains will move. Many obstacles in my life will move out of the way, and God is good all the time. And even though I might not live another day, I still love God and my family. 2023 is gone. I'm going to do my best to get out of my baggage. Anxiety, depression, guilt, and shame. 2024, hopefully I won't see them again. And won't remember their name. I'm going to work on my health, keep doing my best to live right and be happy, just me. And that's that piece.
That was great. Sometimes we focus so much on resolutions for the new year that we forget to put the old year to rest.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what I got from that piece. You're putting the old year to rest and moving forward.
Absolutely. Have to. You can't put new wine in old skin, right?
Right. Right. I'm so ready to put 2023 away. 2023 was horrendous towards the end for me. I've talked to a few people about it, but I've buried 8 different friends and loved ones since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's hard.
And that
is very difficult to do.
Yeah, so I'm trying to move forward and get whatever this lesson is for me and move forward and do the things that I need to do in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Lady A, what you got on there? Lady A, what you got on that one?
Sorry, I put myself on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep.
First, I'd like to say that you have, your voice sounds so much stronger, and that's a great thing. Like, there's a huge improvement, because I haven't heard you for a few weeks, and what a difference that has made. And hopefully you're feeling much better as well.
Thank you.
Good. What you've written here is a lesson for all of us, and I'm taking it to heart as well. You know, we beat ourselves to death, don't we, when other people's actions or what they say to us or about us, we beat ourselves up over that, blaming ourselves sometimes or often. And, you know, to reach out, I'm still learning. I mean, I think we have to learn every day, but about prayer changing things and that God is in control and we aren't, and to have faith that he is going to deliver us in one way or another in his time. And it's hard to wait for that when you're suffering, when you're emotionally distressed or depressed. It's been wickedly hard for me as well, and I want to thank you for writing this and sharing it with us, because, you know, we have to remind ourselves all the time that there is a greater power over us and that he is in control, and we have to let go and let God. And you've said this in this piece, and I appreciate it so much, because, you know, we get to the age that we are, and it takes so long to learn things that when you put them down on paper, they look so simplistic, but it's hard to do. It's hard to let go of those things and move forward sometimes and leave people behind. It's very difficult. But the baggage does have to be left behind, and we got to pack a new one and go forward. And I thank you for calling in, sharing that with us tonight.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you, lady.
So, Ms. VIP, what do you got going on in this Epiphany universe?
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are hosting Divas Talk. And I'm telling you, the shows have been awesome as of late. Great music, great poetry, you know, and even when it's open mic, it might even fall into a topic that's really awesome or insightful or, you know, even deep that we can get into. And it's just a great time all around. So y'all come out and join us. Back to you,
absolutely,
ladies.
Yeah, I got to make it back into some of these other shows. I've been so tied up for the last 6 weeks that I've hardly had a moment to think, but I definitely want to bury myself back in the poetry community. That's where the healing starts for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can dig that. All right, ladies. Well, you guys have a great show, and I'll be listening. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Love, one. Wow, that was a great piece. That was an amazing piece.
Yes, it really was. And, you know, she's inspirational, too. And, you know, when we think about what people go through and health-wise, emotionally, you know, families, relationships, you know, we all have a story to tell, and when you survive those things and you come forward like Ms. VIP has, you know, it's inspirational, and it gives you courage to move forward too. And I appreciate that. We have another caller, is it okay if I let them in the studio?
Absolutely.
It's area code 347. 347. Who is on the mic?
One love family. Peace and blessing. Can you hear me?
Well, there's a lot of static.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I apologize. Peace and blessings. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And my
who
apologies.
Do we have on the mic?
Good evening. Excuse me. Good evening. This is Priestess Angela. Good evening. Peace and blessings.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. Really, thank you. The first time I did a live read was in 2021, and it was on Poetic Show, and they were really, you know, I enjoyed it so much, and it was time. I needed to pour out some words, so I'm here with you ladies, and I'm really, really thankful.
Oh, we're so happy to have you.
Come again, yes. It's always great to hear new voices on our show. So our premise is for you to bring whatever it is that you're feeling and then tell us what made you write it.
So I'll tell you what inspired me after.
Perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
We can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Or I could do it before. All right. Okay. Should I start now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the mic is yours.
Okay. Can we cook? Share the sublime, a delicious meal of the mind. Can we jam and lose all track of time? Can I cook for you, baby? Relish with joy that beautiful and glorious sight of you. Loving energies flow. Oh, baby. To see it make you smile, a thought makes me weak. Can we cook? Spark that tree. Sing a song of life. Or how about we write together? You know the elements of a great meal. Ingredients you like. And the proper amount of heat. You see, baby, that's how I knew that you are a fire sign, king of the jungle. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Your Majesty. I'm a fire sign, too. And the hottest heat from a man just does it to me. It's always from a fire sign. And it's unmistakable. Can we cook? Take a trip with our minds. Learn from each other. Intelligence is the sexiest thing to me, and you have it in spades. Dance to our own beat and get down with our lips, serving up their own spicy dish for us to devour. I always wanted to cook a meal together with a man whose passion matches mine. Aries fire brings in the sublime. Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage. Every single moment, delicious delights. Before, during, and after the grind. And I just know, the way I know that the sky is blue, this meal will be sumptuous, a delight for the senses, like you are to me. Baby, can we cook? Thank you, family.
That was kind of smoking. I liked that.
Kinda. It was.
I mean, it was in that kind of vibe when I wrote it. I was riding this wave of energy for days, and then it turned into weeks, and I was like, wow, okay.
So what inspired your pen for that?
I have a crush, but I have to be really honest. The word crush does not even do it. This brother walked into a room. I looked at him, and I said, oh, he's cute. And then, ooh, look at his lips. And then it was like, okay, professional, professional. Just keep it cool, keep it cool.
Yeah, every now and then that catches off guard like that.
Yeah, you know, and so here's the thing. I had this experience at this lovely party, and a friend of mine gave me this advice and said, just live. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about your obligations. I had originally planned on bouncing early to go, you know, check in on family. And my friend was like, just live. You know, you've been taking care of everybody else. It's your turn now. Just live. And I said, you're absolutely right. And I received that message, and I set the intention to live fully from that moment. And really, I've been doing so since. And did a lot of healing work. And this poetry came both as part of the healing as well as informing the healing, which was a huge surprise and blessing. And ladies, literally, I had a dam inside of me that was blocking all this energy, and once I let loose, it was like, whoa, I can't hold on. some things I knew, right? Like, I knew that we could be great friends. I knew about the sexual attraction, obviously, you know. It was just a whole, like, gumbo, some of everything, and I got to experience it, and I was like, huh. This is really, really dope. And so I had a whole weekend, and I couldn't think of anything else. And believe me, I tried, you know. And it was like, I have to do something. And then it just came to me, put it down in poetry. And I just loved the idea of it because I hadn't written poetry since the time I went on Poetic Show in 21. And a whole lot has happened in my life. And last year was about a lot of healing and a lot of learning. And, you know, you ladies were talking before about, you know, having faith and turning to God. And what I learned is to pray for the things that I would have considered to be really small, minute. And I basically got it down to, please show me the baby steps. Show me the baby steps to handle this. Show me the baby steps to handle that. And I was shown the baby steps. And it's a huge blessing. It really is. You know, I hadn't been taught that before, that we can pray for help in walking our faith. As you know, in addition to praying for, you know, the big hand to lift us up when we really need it for big things.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm appreciative of you reminding us of that. Like I said before, I've been through a lot these last few weeks, and I've endured seeing the life of 8 people that I was close to pass since Thanksgiving. And after a while, it got to be that I became numb and don't really know what I feel yet and haven't been able to express those emotions. That was a great reminder for me to just find the baby steps to get back.
Oh, yes, and my condolences and my prayers for your loss. I'm so sorry to hear that. My apologies. I should have started with that before, but I was nervous. But I'm keeping you in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I needed that reminder, so thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to tell you, too, that I appreciated this poem. I thought it was beautifully written, and I love the fact that you used a metaphor to describe, you know, cooking together, the meal that you could make together, the energy, and using food as a meal for, you know, that description of your affection or the future of the affection that you want to give this person. I'm a fire sign too. I'm a Leo, and so I get that for sure. And but I really loved what you said about, you said your fire signs and his majesty and cooking together, but you love to know his mind. And for him to know yours, minds learn from each other, and together, whose passion matches mine, you said in your poem. And it is a delicious delight when you have a person who matches your own strengths, especially. And
it's so rare. It's so rare.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just
wow.
a beautiful thing when you can meet together in the minds and have that one thought. That you can understand almost without words, saying what you need to say. And I really love that. I think if people looked towards each other in that same sense, I think that there would be much happiness. I think couples would be coupled for a better reason than just, some of the faltering reasons that we hook up with people. And I think that the meeting
and
of
the
mind.
We stayed.
Pardon me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just thought, and the reasons that we stay.
Yes, exactly. So you wrote a really beautiful piece, and I think there were a little bit gems in the lines that you've written here that are quite beautiful. And I hope that this year brings you. Well, I have to ask this question. I have to. Did your lips get pressed by his by any chance?
No, I've been wanting it since day one. Every single time, it's like, damn, I want to feel his lips. Like, you know.
Yeah. Write a poem about a kiss, the kind of kiss you'd like to feel.
You want to hear something funny? As I started writing this stuff, I thought about the first poem that I did on Poetic Show, and it's called His Lips, right? And I thought it was about that relationship, but when I heard it back, and I hadn't heard it in years, I said, wait a minute, it's not about his lips. I mean, his lips just happened to be there at that time, right? And God bless him for that, but, listen, it was about this journey. It's like this mental odyssey. I literally had started breaking it down where it's like this whole mind trip, really, just seeing this great pair of lips, and especially when the man's vibe is right and his head is right and he has his stuff together, right? And he's got that confidence and a swagger and all that good stuff, I'm hearing that song. It makes me want to holler,
Yeah.
I love your energy. I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you.
Please do not hesitate to come through and see us anytime you want.
I'm going to come through next Friday, ladies. Thank you very, very much. And I wrote this other poem that really goes nicely with this. It's called Goddess of Love.
We're on every other Friday. But we're taking a hiatus on our next one because it falls on my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yes.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
If it's okay with you, right now we have two people in the studio, but they don't have their hands up. If you've called in, press 1 if you want to share a piece of poetry. But because there's nobody got their hand up right now, even though there are people in the studio, would it be okay that our priestess could read that second poem?
Ooh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Listen, this has been so healing. And I'm talking about my entire life. Like, I am a survivor of child abuse. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, okay? Like, I literally lived through hell. And there were so many times when I was like, I don't see a way out of this. I described it as living in an ocean of pain. And I mean the Atlantic Ocean, right? And so I just did so much healing work and connected with so many great minds. And shout out to my spiritual coach, Lizette Vargas, Healing Hands Community. That's been wonderful and beautiful and inspiring and all right, listen, I have a message. Here's a message. When you go through your healing, don't be afraid of the pain. It's going to feel massive. It's going to be acute. right? Just like an infection under your skin. That's exactly what this is, except it's in your energy and literally in every single cell of your body. So it does take deep work. But here's the great news. The great news is that there are many, many methods that have been passed down for generations by the ancestors all over the world. In China, 5,000 years ago, they wrote in scrolls how they treated depression. What did they prescribe? Soak in the tub.
Oh, really?
I have never heard of any American doctor ever prescribe that. And the fact that that has not been the case, and my cousin's a doctor, so I would know. It really kind of pisses me off, you know, because it's like, yo, there are things that have been proven to work. We need to connect on that, and we need to share the word.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Goddess, so, if you've got that
about
second
the pain,
piece,
if
you've got that second piece, we are absolutely waiting, chomping at the bit for you to get it done.
Thank you so much, ladies. I'm having so much fun. But listen, I'm here to testify that, you know, faith works. Have faith in yourself as well. I'm scrolling down to find it, ladies.
Okay.
All right. This is Goddess of Love.
Mine is yours.
Thank you. Once upon a time, they said that it's silly to be romantic. Get your head out of the clouds, I was told by one lover. But it feels right, being romantic, wanting a special someone to explore together and for me to lavish him with my magic. At times of heartbreak, again and again for a time, I often wondered, will our heroine ever find that special kind of love? Where is the romance? Why is it missing? It is alive. So many do experience it. I have. I am going for it. I am the daughter of the goddess of love, Heteru. And I, too, am the goddess of love. I am a weaver of space and time, energy flows of all kinds. Relax your mind and your body. Enhance all matters of sweetness. I am the goddess of love. I am the best friend that you will ever have and the best lover. Come into my arms and let me make you feel better. Feel like you're falling into my feminine form. My heart filled with love. I can take the pain away and help you to let in the sun, walk with you, stand by you, and always have your back. Bathe in my light. Bathe in my essence. Softness drawing you in. Let's go. And she lived with him happily ever after. Thank you.
Wow.
That was beautiful. Lady A, what do you got on that one? I'm going to let you go first.
Well, you know something? I when you were reading about how you were, you know, being told that, you know, to get over the idea of romantic love, and
yes,
that you knew that it was out there somewhere. And it is rare. I was very lucky to have that one time in my life. And so I know it's real. I know it can happen. It's very special. It's very unique.
Yes,
it didn't last very long because he died. But
oh,
I just, when I heard you speak these words, it just, I know, I want to tell you, it is real. And to have those kinds of feelings, don't let go of them, because there is someone there who knows when, who knows where, but there is someone there to match that with you. And I love how you presented yourself, not only as someone wanting to be loved this way, but also to, in a healing manner, you know, that you're offering yourself as a lover, yes, but also as a friend and someone that you can comfort and care for. You can take the pain away and let in the sun and bathe in my light and essence. Like, it just, it's a beautiful piece, and I want to encourage you, because I believe in romantic love. I know it can happen. It happened to me, and never before, never after. But I can say, just like Tennyson said, better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. And so this piece is just lovely, and it's offering all kinds of positive thoughts. And sometimes we give up the search, then what we have been searching for will fall into our lap without us knowing until it hits you right in the face, kind of thing. So when we least expect it,
that could be a long wait.
And you have something to offer, and that will be honored in the way that you need it to be honored. You know, I used to think it was all fairy tales and movies and books and things like that, but I believe that it's very special, and it can happen. If it can happen to me, it can happen for you.
Well, listen, what I've learned is that everything is in divine order. That includes divine timing, and that's not just divine timing for oneself. That is divine timing for your partner as well. And, you know, things do happen for a reason. What I've learned is that we must continue on our journey, right? Like the seven habits, sharpening the saw, you know, improving on yourself. I actually don't think that we should put a lot of energy into weaknesses. Personally, I say, you know, put your strengths and kick down the next wall. Honestly, I'm an Aries. That's pretty much my motto in life.
Very positive and upbeat. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
I am a hopeless romantic, and I love anything that's a romance thing.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I have not had the experiences that you guys have had and having that one real true love. It's something that has eluded me most of my life, but I still hold out hope for it.
Well, here's the thing. And this goes with romantic relationships and everything, really. We must always, always, always maintain our hope. Everyone, always.
Mm-hmm.
And always hope for the best. And tell yourself that the best is coming. And if you have that faith and you know that your Creator has your back, always, always. It's like the serenity prayer. You know, sometimes in life we have to assess a situation, right? If we have to deal with it, then it is... you know, can we tolerate it or not? And if not, then we need to walk away. And if we haven't already done so after a reasonable amount of time, then the question is, why not? What's underneath that? You know, if it's fear, then, you know, face the fear. But there are also ways to help you through fear. You know, family, truly, there are many, many ways to get through any fear. It's all of the healing remedies. You know, soaking in the bath, meditating, taking a walk, appreciating nature, saying thank you, gratitude. Personally, my philosophy is gratitude all day, every day. It used to be first thing in the morning and last thing at night, but it long ago evolved into praying all along the way. If I could share with you guys, I could have died. I was injured 9 years ago. And on my birthday last year, that actually inspired me to start thinking about my love life, because I just really hit a hard pause on that shit 2 years ago. honestly, for many, many good reasons. And quite frankly, when I get burned, I'm an Aries, so it's like, you know what? I'm good. You know? Let me go over here quietly deal with my being pissed off right now. So.
You know what's been really good listening to you and hearing you is your attitude. Like when you talked about growing up as an abused kid in an abused relationship, and as an adult, And mm-hmm. you still have, despite what you've been through, you still have that positive air. You have that positive influence on others. And I think mm-hmm. that's, you know, a gift. I also grew up in an abusive home, and so I hear you loud and clear there. But I remember being determined as a very young kid, saying, I'm not going to be like this when I grow up. I'm not going to marry somebody like that. I'm not going to be a mother like mine was. And all of those things mm-hmm. I had decided when I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I remember me sitting in the basement talking to myself about those kinds of things. And you're a survivor. You know, you've survived all mm-hmm. this, and you've used it in a positive way. And I can tell that you help others with that positivity, and so something good has come out of something dark and dreary and sad.
Right.
And that's, you know, we either succumb or we succeed, right?
Mm-hmm. Also, I've learned that the pain has a purpose, and the purpose is to give us greater compassion than we would have had otherwise. So it's actually really interesting when you think of it from that perspective. And, you know, for anyone out there, you know, who's been through anything like this, having been abused at all, just know that brighter days are ahead. And
yeah.
it's all about the power of your thoughts and your faith. And truly, when it comes to faith, it's not just faith in your creator, right? It's faith in oneself. You know, you must believe in yourself. And when that's hard, tell yourself, you know, that you've got this. You know, write down affirmations and read that to yourself every day. That's what I did when I started coming out of all this bullshit. Sorry.
That's all good.
Listen, I was injured and the ceiling collapsed on me. And it was like this really interesting, deep event on so many levels. And then what happened afterwards was even deeper. So for me, the bathroom ceiling collapsed. And I heard it first. I saw it, and I jumped out of the way, pressed myself against the wall. And while it was coming down, these different pieces of debris, I was praying. I was praying for my family, you know. And I saw my life flash before my eyes, and I didn't, you know, even really conceive that, ponder that one until some time later, but I did. And the pain was excruciating. It had me in a daze. I literally had my bell rung. And for years, I thought that was just a figure of speech. I did not know that was a thing. And you know what? Thank God for my sense of humor, because I can throw my sense of humor in with telling anything, right? And humor mm-hmm. is very important. Also, family, laughter is the best medicine, truly.
Yeah.
There are people who have healed themselves. It's in the movie The Secret. I'm sure there are countless stories out there. I know that there are. There are people who have healed themselves in addition to with their faith with using humor. And if anybody hasn't seen the movie The Secret, check it out. I'm sure there's clips on YouTube. There's a woman who had breast cancer, and they show you the mammogram scans. And she went home with her husband and said, we're just going to watch comedies, and rented a bunch of comedies and went back in, and the tumor shrunk.
Wow.
Right. So, yeah, there's a lot of evidence that laughter is the best medicine. So. Yeah. So for me, I had this awful injury, the worst pain of my life. And afterwards, when I was on my way to the hospital, it was like, okay, this right here is some straight up BS. And it was my home situation. And it was like, okay, that's going to be dealt with next. And then I'm like assessing everything. And came to realize that I was being abused in 360 degrees, and how the hell did that happen? You know, it was at home and it was at work, and it was like, oh, hell no. All right. And the weird thing about it was that it forced me to slow down. First of all, my mind slowed down just because I also had a concussion. I was hit in the back of the neck, had a concussion. I had to slow down. So So as I'm going through the day-to-day, I'm going to physical therapy, and I'm guided to walk down this street with these beautiful trees in blossom. It's spring in bloom. And I'm relishing this, and I'm taking pictures. And got back into my photography from that point as well. And my spiritual life took a deep dive as well, just things that I had wanted to, the path that I wanted to walk down, I had been avoiding it because of that relationship. And so now I no longer cared what he had to say or thought or anything like that. And so I built this beautiful altar to myself for the first time. And I was blessed. One day I left the window open and a bird came in and sat on my altar long enough that there was a picture taken. I have that picture. yeah, you know, it's so many beautiful, miraculous things that happened. But I was being called home spiritually, and I was avoiding it because of a fear of approval, even though I had freedom of religion. And so I did what I had to do. I made moves. And also, I should say that I was out of work for 3 years as a result. And that took a lot to get over. Eventually, I just decided to change careers, and I did. And apparently, I'm kicking butt. So ashe on that one, and I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, it's just all these things that I learned, and it was like, look, I got this, you know. Want to try something different? Okay, that may be a bit scary, but not as scary as it used to be. So look how far I've come. That's another thing. We need to give ourselves credit as often as possible for how far we have come. Give yourself credit for the battles that you've won, the silent battles just on your own that maybe nobody knows about or very few people, to, you know, the big battles, you know. Listen, last year I had a friend who who hit me up and asked me, how is Hot Girl Summer going? And I said, what Hot Girl Summer? Like, there's all this shit happening. You know, left, right, I got this one in the hospital for a month and a half. I got that one that all of a sudden I have to take care of, and all these different things. And, you know, lost sight of number one, unfortunately, for a minute. And, you know, but I had to learn. I had to learn, and I just let myself resettle, you know. And it was literally 2 months ago that I thought, okay, logically, there needs to be a special someone. So we got to take those steps. I know I don't like doing the steps. And, you know, but each step of the way, it's all about, you know what, it's when you know that you're ready and you tell yourself that you're ready, right? Sometimes it's just an inkling. But if you feel it, it's true. And then you just have to tell yourself that, right? And sometimes it's as simple as saying it as a one-time sentence and that's it. Sometimes we have to do it in the form of a myriad of things like prayer, meditation, affirmations. I discovered doing visualizations while I was dancing, and I've often danced. I love dancing. I've often done visualizations, but I've never really done them before that together in a conscious way, and I felt it immediately, you know. And listen, you know, in our culture, our women, you know, we have power in our hips, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We see above the phones.
Princess, we have thoroughly enjoyed you. We have thoroughly
enjoyed being here. Thank you both so much.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to lead you on over to our little spill lounge. Lady A, you want to do the honors?
Yes, I'm going to escort you over to our spill lounge and enjoy the have a little hot toddy, perhaps, and perhaps a dance or two. And I invite you to listen to the rest of the show and do call back again. We're every second Friday, right?
Okay.
Every other Friday.
And, but check on Epiphany Radio and see what's going on, because sometimes we change things up a little bit, and we could be on two weeks in a row. So But please call back again. Totally enjoyed you and your poetry, your wisdom as well. And it was great to meet you.
Thank you.
You're
ladies,
welcome.
It was wonderful meeting you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all. Bless your families. Blessings to everyone. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
It was something else, eh? Wow.
Absolutely.
Totally inspiring. Love.
We're blessed to have had her. And bringing in that positivity, that's what we need from the beginning of our new year. And it's a beautiful thing.
Truly.
Okay, so let's hit another ID here, and then I see we've got someone else with their hand raised. We've got
609.
Let's get another ID in, and then we will move forward from there.
Okay, sounds great.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
You're listening to the Inkwell. We are here on Epiphany Radio. If you want to join us on the stage, give us a call at 319-527-6300 and press that 1 to step up to the mic. Lady A, you want to bring in our next caller?
Yes. Area code 609. Welcome to the Inkwell. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening and congratulations, ladies. This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. You ladies are doing your thing in here tonight. I've been enjoying myself listening.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Great that you called
in. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that you were here for me to call in. I needed something for tonight, and this was just what the doctor ordered.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Priestess just came through here and blessed us all.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you're having so much fun, as well as educating and that's what we like to say at the Inspiration Factory, iron sharpening iron. There's a lot of that going on in here tonight. It's what makes these types of platforms so important these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It makes you realize you're not alone. And I think a lot of people feel very alone. And when you meet somebody like the priestess, you realize that you're not by yourself. That there are others that understand what you're going through and be empathetic and supportive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't know if there was a theme or anything for tonight, so after listening a little bit, I was kind of tossed up between one of two pieces to do for tonight. So maybe I'll do like other folks do. And let you ladies decide which one you want to hear.
Okay.
There's one that's called breast cancer. And then there's another that's called wonder of all wonders.
I am quite intrigued by breast cancer.
Yeah, me too.
All righty then. Then that's the one we have. So if it's okay with you, ladies.
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. Breast cancer awareness should be for the entire year. We need to eradicate and educate this attack on those we hold so dear. This thing is most definitely subtle by how it chooses to attack. Yes, it may even cause some queens to lose their breasts. But it attacks way deeper than that. The enemy causes queens to underestimate their beauty as if cup size is all that they are. Queens, you must understand this. Your essence, your spirit, and strength is more desirable by far. Oh, I lost my place. I'm sorry. Okay. Breasts and nipples are surely a plus, especially when in the throes of lust. But your humor and compassion, your strength and support, your independent dependencies are much sexier and desirable. That gentle caress when the cares of life weigh us down. That empowering look that says, I know you got this. When uncertainty clouds our minds. These traits and so much more are what makes you man's equal. The physical attack of cancer may be somewhat inevitable, but the psychological is strictly up to you. Never forget, with or without your breasts, you are a woman through and through. Now let your life chase your feelings of doubt and shame away. Let your life flow with tears of joy and esteem. Let your life burn with a self-confidence that this world has never, ever before seen. And bask in the well-deserved glory that you certainly shall glean. Let your life flow with the perfection that could be you. So reach beyond breast cancer and reveal that which is truly you. Showing a holy God revealed by little old you. Cancer could never define who you are. Cancer could never replace the God in you. So at the end of the day, it is entirely up to you. Is it cancer or God who defines you?
Ooh, that was peak. Oh my God. I'm almost breathless. That piece is amazing. What inspired you to write that?
My soulmate, my best friend, passed away from breast cancer back in 2019, and that's what really brought that to mind. It was what really got me on my tangent, if you will, about breast cancer. It's something that can't be swept under the carpet. It's something that you should be ashamed of. It needs to be spoken about. It needs to be broadcasted. It needs to be faced, because that's the only way that people will get through it. You can't, this is something that you dare not try to handle on your own. You know,
absolutely.
There's people out there that love you that will go through that with you. You just have to step out in faith. So it kind of got me thinking about breast cancer. It's taken too many very good people. My next book is about
Absolutely.
A dear friend of mine's journey through breast cancer that I'll, God willing, will be finished within the next several months. So it's taken too many people near and dear to me out, so I got to fight back in my own little way.
Okay. It is much appreciated. I am a survivor.
God bless you.
My mother's sister passed away at the age of 34 from breast cancer. I found my first lump at 19, and have had to have two lumpectomies in my life. The second time I was working in television, and to distract myself from what I was going through, I took a camera crew everywhere I went and made my story, the breast cancer story, for the station I worked for. They followed me everywhere through the mammograms and the surgeries and everything.
Wow.
And so I made myself the producer of my own story, so I didn't have to think about the gravity of what I was going through.
Mm. That's got to be a most powerful tool. If you have the capability, you should post that on a YouTube channel or something.
Actually, the TV station owns the rights to all of it, and they still use that footage every year in Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I shot somewhere around 40 hours of footage. Of all my treatments, surgeries, mammograms, everything from the moment they told me the diagnosis. I had gone to the doctor before going to work, and I came to work, and everybody sees my personality when I come in the door, and I just came in and went in my office and closed the door. And little by little, a lot of people just started piling into my office, and they're like, what's going on with you? You're too quiet. And I just broke down and cried. I was like, guys, they saw a lump. I don't know what's going on. And I cried it out, and then somebody said, you should maybe take the crew with you. Then you can reduce the story and not have to think about it. And I was like, that sounds like a good idea. So that's exactly what I did. I took the cameraman and the reporter everywhere I went.
Awesome. And hats off to you for your transparency and the bravery that it would take to do something like that. I commend you for that. That's kind of so similar to what I'm attempting to do in this book. When the young lady who calls me her uncle, her family and my family have been friends for a long time, but she was the bratty little sister to my friend. So she's a grown woman now with grown kids. She was. She passed away since, but she beat the breast cancer. But we were shopping at ShopRite when the doctor called her and gave her the news that the biopsy proved that she did have breast cancer. And it was, it was an experience that I will never forget. That I don't know. It was nothing but God that orchestrated that, to be able to keep her together, to get her out the store without falling apart, then to go back in and pay for the groceries. And I started writing from that point on, and it's called A Journey. And I'm trying to put myself in her place to express her story. She gave me a lot of information before she passed, you know, about how she was feeling and so on and so forth. So I'm trying to write this from her perspective, and it's called A Journey. But she did get to ring that bell at the end.
Okay. You know. That's amazing. That's amazing. But yeah, and God bless you for trying to give voice to a journey that a lot of people have endured, but you don't really hear that side of the story.
Yeah, because from the outside looking in, you know, I've worked in the medical field for quite a few years, so I've seen people going through breast cancer. I've even had family members that, you know, I help them out and, you know, go through some of it with them. But I never sat down and really talked with them to find out, you know, exactly what they're going through, so other people can really get a glimpse. And even I can't write all the emotional bombardments, the kaleidoscope of fears and pains. I could never even dare say I could write about that. But in my own little way, I want others to know, just realize some of the horror and some of the strength that's required of someone that has to deal with that. It's incredible.
Yeah. I found for myself that the moment when it was the most quiet was the hardest part, because I've always been a person who enjoyed my solitude. It was my insulation, kind of. And while I was going through that, those silent moments were when all the fears would bring themselves forward.
Yes, yes. She did speak about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's not. It's just another opportunity for prayer,
mm-hmm.
as is all the other turmoils that we face in this journey, in this segment of our life's journey.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
For prayer and exercise and faith.
Lady A, do you got anything to add to this?
Yes, I thought that the perspective that you wrote this with was a great idea, and to put yourself or try to put yourself in that position. I have to say, you know, there are a lot of men who don't understand what a woman goes through when she's has that experience of having breast cancer. And my father-in-law was one of them. My mother-in-law at the time had breast cancer, and it was, you know, she carried on with her life and she survived it for many, many years. She did not succumb to it. And but one day he was watching an information program about breast cancer and how it affects women in an emotional way, and all kinds of other information. And make a long story short, after he watched this program, it hit him like a ton of bricks what she had gone through, and that he wasn't really fully aware of it. And he went to the room, and she was sleeping, and he woke her, and he cried, and he apologized because he didn't realize, he didn't understand how serious it was and how it would have affect her as a woman. And it was quite cathartic for them both to have that moment together where he finally he understood the magnitude that she suffered. Yeah. And so I appreciate you bringing this piece to us, and it will help enlighten other people who are unaware of the seriousness of it and the feelings that follow afterwards. And yes, we're more than our breasts, it's a very emotional, it's a loss that you have. And I appreciate you sharing your point of view and writing from her perspective.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. I also, in 2010 had a cousin, a male cousin, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And there's so many men talking about, oh, man, men can't get breast cancer, but guess what? Yes, you do. It's not as rare as we would think it is, but I have a feeling that those men that have it just definitely ain't talking about it for whatever reasons. But it's a real thing. So, I mean, breast cancer as a scourge needs to be eradicated.
Yeah.
Period.
And they're getting younger and younger.
The
women are getting breast cancer. And yes, men do get breast cancer. It's not a frequent thing, but it does happen, absolutely. And thanks for bringing that out too, you know, because it is something that affects men as well. Like you said, not as often as women, but it does affect them for sure.
Yeah. I almost have a conspiracy theorist mentality about breast cancer particularly, but cancers period. I think that these are things that are allowed to affect us through the chemicals we're spewing into the air, the chemicals they're putting into our food and we're eating, the medication that they give us. You know, they tell you all the side effects and all this kind of stuff. Well, if it does all of that, why do you make it acceptable and available for us? Why do you prescribe it to us? We're killing ourselves. Yeah.
Big pharma.
The fact that you're so right, and it's so sad that we would place human life into a monetary scheme. A gift from God, we're going to put a price tag on.
Absolutely. And the prices that they charge for these medicines that are killing us.
Sure, because they make more money treating the symptoms than they do curing it. You can't tell me that after all the money that this country has, they can't cure a common cold. Come on now. But you can quote unquote send a rocket to the moon. You can do all these fantastic things, but you can't cure a cold. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah.
But it's a multi-billion-dollar industry treating the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge money. Just think of it. There's a cure for cancer. That'd be a whole show to do it on. I have information on that. But I mean, think about if they put forward that cure, how much money they would lose. Big Pharma would lose.
Exactly.
They would.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it would be astronomical, really, when you think about it, how much money they would lose in chemotherapies and all of the after drugs and every aspect of the disease would be affected because they don't they lose their shirts, and so they don't want a cure. They want to make money.
Right. I have friends going
through
cancer
treatment. They have their hands in the FDA's pocket, so they don't allow some of these cures to even come into the country.
Nope.
Right.
That's right.
I have a friend who's being treated right now for cancer, and the medication that he's on is $2,000 a shot.
Isn't that insane?
So if you do survive, you'll be homeless living on the street.
Right.
Yep. And the insurance in the United States, especially with the insurance that people buy, it's a false sense of security, because as soon as you're diagnosed with something catastrophic, then your insurance premiums go sky high. You can't afford it. And it's really a sad thing when money takes precedence over health and welfare, well-being, and all the rest of it. It's terrible.
It's evil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul,
that's a whole thing by itself.
Absolutely. Let us know what you've got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Absolutely. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can dial the same number that you dialed for this platform, and you get the Inspiration Factory, where you have myself and Mr. Alonzo, where we just praise poetically. We like to praise God. We like to pray. We like to do poetry. If you got a testimony, just come on through. It's another platform where iron sharpens iron. You know, we don't have a theme this week. We probably won't have too many themes throughout football season because most folks is watching football, but that's okay. We're going to be there anyway. But after football season, there's going to be a few different things coming up. Next month, I'll be posting the event page shortly of a feature of a young man, another poet, that I'm going to feature on the show. But just give us a look. You can find any of the information on my Facebook page, Paul Sampson, and in parentheses, Divine Inspiration, or Alonzo Lewis. You can see the event page and all of that from there. And come on through and join us some night. See how you like it. I think you'll enjoy yourself.
I had a ball the last time I came through.
Yes. We need to see you again. And I love it when Lady A is able to come through and pop in. We always have a good time in there.
Yes,
I mean,
indeed.
Poetry, friends, and God. How could that be a bad combination?
A good combination.
Well, Brother Sam, absolutely. Divine Inspiration. We don't send you on over there into the lounge to hang out. Automatic Charismatic is behind the bars. I don't know what he's doing over there. But you can...
But he's not going to let me get a drink unless I freestyle something for him. But I'm going to go have me a little cocktail and run my mouth with him and continue listening to the show.
Thanks so much for calling in.
It's been my pleasure. God bless you both. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow.
Yeah, that was absolutely what we needed to get a discussion going. So it is now 9:41. If you want to put your poetry out here on platform, the number is 319-527-6300 and press that 1 and join us on stage. I think what I want to do right here is take a short breather and give folks a chance to come in before the Blog Talk Lady kicks us all out at 10 o'clock, or at 11 o'clock, I mean, because she's really good for cutting us off. So you've got about 17 minutes to get in here and join in the fun and bring us what you wrote and tell us about it. But we're going to take a quick breather here, play some music, and we'll come back with what we have up next.
like a plan.
Number is 319-527-6300 and press the 1 if you want to be heard. You've got about 13 and a half minutes to get in here before the Blog Talk Radio lady comes in and chops you off at the knees. So give us a call. Again, 319-527-6300, and remember to press that 1 if you want to be heard. Lady A, we have sailed through this evening. It's gone by so fast.
It has. It's been terrific. What a great night.
Yes.
New callers calling in and some great poetry and discussion. It was wonderful.
It looks like we've got another hand raised.
Oh, good. Oh, two looks like. Let's see. Let's go to 501. 501, who do we have calling?
This is just Jay. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Listening to you ladies go ahead and doing your thing. Thank you. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the show.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much. How
yes,
you be
ma'am.
Doing there, Jay? What you done brought through for us?
Shoot, I've been contemplating that for a minute now. I'm serious. I'm down to like a quarter of a telephone of my poems. I got like 3 telephones with poems trapped on them. I have to get them repaired.
Oh,
I feel ill. Yeah. But I'm good. I'm going to find something for y'all. What have y'all been doing tonight? I heard the last few have been kind of like serious situations that happened with folks.
There's been some serious stuff, but we've done some romantic poetry as well.
Oh, I think I might have had caught that piece that you had did earlier there. That was all right. That was all right. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed your piece too, Lady A. You ladies have been knocking it off the park.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, let me see if I can. Yeah. On top of me losing, well, not losing, my poems being locked away, I haven't been in a mood for writing.
Oh, is that right?
We all kind of hit that wall every now and then. You know, you have to, something has to shake up and get you back on the thing. You know, I've been kind of at it enough for both of us lately. I can't sleep in the morning. Normally I'm the one who never gets out of bed before 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I've been waking up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and sitting here writing in the dark.
Oh, damn, when you're writing in the dark, you know you're getting it in. For real. All right. Thinking I found something. Y'all may have to come back to me.
Well, whatever you decide to bring to us, I'm sure it's going to be fire. I know you.
Yeah, but at the same time, if I can't find nothing that I feel like doing, it's going to sound exactly like that.
Well, just a reminder to everybody, the Blog Talk Radio lady is going to kick us out in about 9 minutes and a few seconds here. So if you are listening and you want to come join in, that number is 319-527-6300 and press the 1. If you don't press the 1, we don't see your hand up. We can't let you in. So don't forget to press that 1.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and do this piece right here. It's the only one I can find. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I did want to go ahead and do something a little sensual, but I wasn't able to find anything in that department.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you. The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind. I trekked over the heights, and I slid down into the valleys, and I tepidly walked into a cave, braving the shrill of bats and the feeling of sliminess from both the multi and the no-legged varieties. And for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore to wash myself in the bluer than blue sea, inhaling of this beauty. I dove into the waters and searched the depths for long-lost treasures, not easily brought up, even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back into my cave. Next, I went down to my woods, where I pulled my machete and I started chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkept, hacking and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of the great fallen cedar. I sat there and I stared and I had a conversation with a bear, an eagle, and a rat for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish. I grew weary of this game, so I left to walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in of his delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Full, I closed my eyes and another day warped by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that looked like Everest only in the sky. I'm falling, 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 but I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in a chair at this table with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance, as the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. And I know that if I walk my line straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walked to the edge of this oven to plant my face in the cool metal of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew. And the dew reflects the moon's light, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped. And the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways through my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the animals of the night. For they saw me from far off when I was my feet were dredging through white hot sands heated by the big ball of fire until I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wine, because self-fermentation is the only help heat offers to dying men. A large drink from the cup of madness, the madness to not understand that a man is near his end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials. But now I must awaken to leave. And I attest to all these things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind. Boom.
Ooh, you took us on an adventure.
Wow.
Go ahead, Lady Ace.
Well, first of all, I was almost hypnotized by your voice. You presented this, and I loved how you excised yourself from the world and traveled and this journey that was fascinating, fairy tale like, and mesmerizing, and a lot of it had to do with your tone and your voice. I loved this fairy like piece of finding yourself and discovering yourself. This is what I read out of it. This is what I got out of it. I felt.
Oh, you're on the money.
Oh, good. But you know, to me, it was really a beautiful piece. It was so mesmerizing, and I thought that it was a perfect way to share your soul almost, you know, and I thought it was just beautiful. Like I said, your voice added so much to it to tell us. I guess I could use the word swept away, really. I thought it was just really beautiful.
It was done in a disjointed type of way. Normally, I'd pay very close attention to timing inside of my poems, but sometimes I would, like in one verse, I had the guy falling, and he was falling from a mountain that was in the sky, basically. And, you know, all of a sudden he was just became calm, and he started talking about the things he was seeing, and next thing you know, he was sitting there. So it was moving, like, very disjointed. And it was moving that way for that same reason why you said it felt, like, very fairy tale, like, if it's really, like, nothing solid to put your hands on. Every
yeah.
place that I went to, like, even the Oasis, it was, these were little places in my mind. The desert was the lonely part, you know, the parts that we have to go through, those dry parts. It could be depression or whatever may have you. And we feel like we're never going to make it through there. The Oasis was the me wasting time and doing things I enjoy doing. You know, the reality of it was I started falling from a mountain after having a good meal from there. You know, so it was a lot of different things moving around.
Yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful piece. And
I think I've told you this before. I always see this animation as like classic Disney cartoons or something when I hear you speak. The pieces just put me into these stories, and I'm walking with you when you're telling these stories. And I really appreciate your resonance in telling your story.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. I apologize about wasting time in the beginning also, but yeah, I appreciate y'all patience with me. So, damn, here we go.
No, we're waiting on you. It's all good in the hood. Yeah.
Yeah, the platform is for the artist. Yeah.
I heard that.
So, Jay, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Tomorrow we're going to be spinning some poets. We're going to be spinning some poets tomorrow. We have a few more people that's been worked into the lineup. A couple of people I'm very proud of. When I say very proud of, is they're like my friends that I thought that would not do something like that and they end up doing something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool, man. So, yeah, I'm glad of the all the poets that have sent stuff in. It's been amazing to see that just on this micro level, that poets and people can go ahead and work together for a common cause.
Absolutely. I got something in production that's going to be coming to you soon.
Oh, sweet. I enjoyed that Pink Horizons. That Pink,
yeah,
Horizons.
Pink Horizons.
I put that out there. It gives a different tone. It set a different tone. It'd be nice.
Yeah, a friend of mine was kind of the inspiration for it. And when I read it to him, he's like, but why'd you have to kill me?
It happens.
Sometimes the story reads better when the heroine is pining the loss of the hero. So that's just how it came out.
And you know what? I was watching some of those movies, and it's this thing that these movies be doing. They call it fridging. And we've all seen it, but we didn't know it was a thing that they were actually doing. What they would do is they'd bring a beautiful young lady in to be a love interest and this, that, and the other, and then they'd go ahead and kill her to drive the plot. So I feel you on that. Let's go ahead. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right. And what have you got going on in Small House?
Oh, we've been doing this blitz, this video blitz. I'm asking anybody who hear this, if you would please just take the time to click like if you like it. I mean, don't like it and keep it in your heart, your chest. Comment. We've been staying vigilant on that page. It's all of us that are on that page monitoring it. So if you guys leave a comment, you're liable to get either one of us in the slot machine, Elder the Wallace, Gina Storm, myself, Janice, Frequency, anybody. So holler at us in the comments and we'll be hollering back at y'all. One of us will.
Absolutely. And you're pushing us all to expand our art, and I appreciate it.
Oh, they're going to have to recognize us one way or other. That's
been
my motto for this
year.
I've been saying that. It's been feeling good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it make, when
Especially
I
after
see,
seeing Cat Williams.
Cat Williams has upset the entire internet in this last week.
I was like, shit, I was doing Cat Williams before Cat Williams was doing Cat Williams. They better quit playing. Shoot. They're like, oh, shit, here comes Jay.
I wish I could get on that. I can't get on to those shows at all because I don't have a cell phone, and I've tried and tried to figure out a way to get on with a landline from Canada, and there's just I'm not able to do it. So
you go to Walmart, get yourself a $50 phone, and you will be in business.
But the new platform, the way you're doing things, is also showing up on Facebook. So if you put together your stuff and put some video behind it, you can join the platform on Facebook now.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, you'll have to explain that to me, Lisa, after. That would be great.
Okay. All right, absolutely.
Sweet.
Well, Jay, I appreciate you. Now, I don't know what's happening over in the lounge. All I know is that Automatic Charismatic is behind the bar.
I'm going to need some proof of life. Y'all just keep sending people over there, and I ain't hear no party music, no nothing.
I'm a little afraid. I'm a little afraid.
It might be a wood chipper. Just go around the corner. Run with all your might around the corner. Man. Oh, Lord.
Well, Jay, we appreciate you, and thank you for coming through.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all take care. Loving the show.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right. One love, one mic. Lady A, this has been an experience tonight.
It has. It was great to get back on online and having the show, and you did a great job tonight hosting, as usual, and it's always such a great experience, the conversations, and yeah, loved it.
Yeah, and I kind of got a little bit out of it through the holidays, and so it's good to be back in the format and being able to have somewhere to share our pieces again. And thank you again for co-hosting with me and for holding it down and keeping us moving along. And we have crossed over into the overtime hour. And so I think it might be a good idea for us to try and get a good night's sleep tonight.
Yes.
And
that's
and
sure.
Head on out of here. But
thanks.
Yeah, I'm
so
looking
you're...
forward to the next go round.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything else
and,
you want to add?
Just thanking our boss. And all of the hardworking behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on Epiphany, and all those that are, I'm not naming any names right now, I'm just kind of pooped, I guess. But I appreciate being on this program and being able to take part in it when we can and when we're due. And I appreciate working with you so much. I really do.
Thank you so much. We have got another one in the book. And like I said, we won't be here on the 26th. I hopefully will be somewhere drinking sweet red wine and enjoying some jazz.
Nice.
For my birthday. I'm turning 62 on the 26th, and I want to make a big deal out of that.
Good for you. Yeah.
All right,
happy
well,
birthday.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm going to take us out with a little bit of music, and we will see all of you on the next go-round. And thank you for joining us here at the Inkwell.
It was love at the sight. I know from the way she looked at me. Her eyes said it all. Long days and nights we spent until she dropped the bomb on me. But when she said that she was unhappily married with children, and I wish I never met her.
Got love for me.